Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Pennsylvania high school student took an unorthodox approach to prom and brought a cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito to the dance as her date.
That's awesome.
And it's Danny as Frank.
Yeah.
And by the way, Michael had said Frank Reynolds is an idol for all of us. And so her name is Allison Kloss, and she and her famous two-dimensional date joined other Carlisle High School seniors Friday for prom. Is Carlisle, PA, anywhere near here at all?
Not familiar.
I'm not familiar with Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
I think it's out. Isn't it out near, like, past the Poconos?
I don't know. Maybe
I thought it was out past Redding, Carlisle car show. They have a big car show every year.
You might be right, Kate.
It's just north of Las Vegas.
No, Marissa's looking it up right now, so we'll get an idea.
It's near Schulster, Middlesex.
She's zooming out.
Near Harrisburg.
Okay. It's west of Harrisburg, it looks like. So. All right. Anyhow, she purchased the cutout of DeVito online along with a scooter that she used to move the figure around while she was there.
You know, the whole It's Always Sunny thing has caught on even much more exponentially now that this show is constantly being repeated.
Yep.
So Frank Reynolds is an icon.
That's great. A Chinese man. Casey, we were talking about hemorrhoids this morning.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Chinese man suffered a severe instance of rectal prolapse.
Ooh.
After he sat on a toilet for half an hour while playing games on his cell phone.
Is that a distension?
I may have covered this before.
This just in, rectal prolapse.
The Daily Mail reports that the unnamed patient went to the hospital around midnight after he noticed that a mysterious ball-sized mass had fallen out of his butt, but it was still attached to his rear end.
Yeah, that's pause for concern.
Doctors diagnosed a man with rectal prolapse, a condition where the rectum, which is the last part of the large intestine, detaches from inside the body, allowing it to protrude.
A large fleshy ball hanging from my rectum? Right in, you say?
Thereby turns it inside out. Chronic constipation is present in 30 to 67% of patients diagnosed with anal prolapse, partially due to severe straining.
Oh, my God.
The patient, who was treated by Dr. Sue Dan...
Was euthanized.
No, from the gastrointestinal surgery division, allegedly told his doctors that he had been playing cell phone games while unsuccessfully attempting to defecate for a half an hour.
A half an hour? I mean, I wave off if nothing's happening in about 10 minutes.
All right, I give it 5, because usually by the time you get there, like, you're ready to go.
Right.
Right?
You got your pizza sticks.
That's why I hate when I go to the bathroom and Peaches is in there. I'm like, oh, man, I've already started to relax.
Peaches cleans up the bathrooms here, by the way. It's not like there's produce in the bathroom.
Thank you for context, Steve. Peaches is the name of our custodian.
These guys have produce in their bathroom.
So the doctor cautioned that anyone experiencing a similar situation seek immediate medical attention, by the way.
I have never heard of that. I never want to hear of it again.
This is a great video I showed. I think I showed Kathy and Casey this yesterday. A Bay City marriage proposal is going viral, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the newly engaged couple. Kevin Pretzula recently got engaged to his girlfriend, Alyssa, in front of the fountain at Winona Park. And apparently it's a pretty romantic spot to pop the question. Unfortunately, the fountain wasn't the only thing flowing at the time. As the couple's child, and he looks to be around 2-3 years old, decided that it would be the perfect time to drop his pants and take a leak.
It's hilarious.
It is so funny.
Because it's done in the innocent way a kid of that age would do it.
He's on his knees, and somebody was filming it. He gets down on his knees. She's looking at him. And behind the dad, the kid just pops down. He's facing the other way, pulls his pants all the way down, Kathy, whips it out, and just pees all over the sidewalk. It is so funny. And they got a real laugh out of it at the end of it. So they're getting married. A large black bear attacked a 5-year-old girl in her backyard in Colorado early on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard about this.
An unidentified girl walked out of her home at about 2:30 a.m. after hearing a noise outside. She thought that it was the family dog in the backyard. The child's mother then heard her daughter shouting and headed outside to see what had happened. When she went outside to investigate, she witnessed a large black bear dragging her daughter.
Jeez.
She told officers the bear dropped the girl after she began screaming at the animal. The child did suffer serious injuries to her back and near her head. She's in fair condition at a local hospital and is expected to fully recover. The same bear is believed to have recently attacked a neighbor's chicken coop and eaten the birds. So wildlife officials have set traps or tracking the bear with bloodhounds. If it's found, they're going to have to kill the bear because they believe the animal will remain a threat to humans.
Well, now that it thinks that there's food in that area,
yeah,
it's going to be an issue.
So they're asking residents to keep trash, pet food, and even bird seed inside and report any bear sightings until the family is found.
Yeah, bears will go after bird feeders.
Sure.
Yeah.
Any kind of food source, they'll go for it. All right, and then finally, tourists visiting Disney World in Florida on Friday were forced to take cover after a metallic fire-breathing dragon suddenly burst into flames.
I would have thought this was part of the... I was watching the video. I'm like, wow, that looks real.
So it does shoot flames out,
yeah.
but the whole thing caught on fire. Video of the incident shows the head of the animatronic beast completely engulfed in fire, moving towards the crowd as black smoke billows in the sky. The attraction is Maleficent's Dragon and part of the Magic Kingdom's daily Festival of Fantasy Parade located in Liberty Square.
That's the one. Okay. All right.
Video of the
incident. All right, everyone. Run!
Video of the incident shows the head of the animatronic beast completely engulfed in fire, moving towards the crowd as black smoke billows to the sky. The fire was extinguished by a park employee, and the area was cleared for tourists shortly thereafter. No one was injured in the incident.
There you go. There's a picture, Kathy.
Yeah, the whole head of it was on fire.
On fire.
So, yep.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Police say a student at a high school targeted teachers with a phishing scam and hacked into the school district computer system in order to change his grades as well as those of other students.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's right out of War Games.
Doesn't quite end up the same way, though, right?
No. Police say they called in the United States Secret Service and a county task force when they first got the report 2 weeks ago. The student, whose name is not being released because he's a juvenile, was arrested on 14 felony counts.
14 felony accounts. And what is he looking at jail-wise, potentially?
I'm not sure.
It's a lot.
Investigators say they tracked down the hacking attack to the student's home.
Hack attack.
I mean, they included a sheriff's office canine unit. They trained the canine
to get on the computer?
No, to find and sniff out hidden electronics. And his name is Doug. Doug the dog dug up a flash drive that had been hidden inside of a tissue box. And police say the high school student had created a fake website and emailed teachers in a phishing attempt to get their login and personal information.
Isn't it funny that a kid who's an expert computer hacker was foiled by a dog?
Yeah, and the kid's really intelligent, and he's in trouble now. The student has been suspended, and he was released to his parents while he awaits a court date.
What they need to do is take this kid, convert him, and have him fight hackers internationally.
Sure, if something like that could happen.
Could happen.
Know. A man was shot in the leg by his own dog when his pet inadvertently triggered his handgun. 51-year-old Richard Remy told police that he was playing with his dog Baloo on the couch and tossed the dog off his lap. He said that when the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up, he accidentally disabled the safety on the gun in his stomach band.
Oh, my God.
And then stepped on the trigger. Why are you wearing a gun on the couch at home, horsing around with a dog?
In case your favorite show doesn't come on, you can shoot the TV.
Maybe that's it. So the guy has it tucked in his, he has what they called a stomach band.
Yeah.
And stepped on the trigger, and the gun fired, and it struck one of Mr. Remy's legs. He was treated at a hospital and released later that day. He said, I was lying on the couch, and we were horsing around, me and the dog, and I was tossing him off my lap, and he was jumping back on my lap. Apparently, he bumped the safety one time, and when he bounded back over, one of his toes went right down on the trigger guard. My dog shot me, he said. Mr. Remy added that Baloo was a big wuss and laid down beside him and cried because he thought he had done something wrong.
Oh, you shot your daddy.
Yep, it's okay.
You know, take the gun out.
Maybe.
Put it on the nightstand or a coffee table.
Or
you have to wear it.
In a drawer somewhere so the dog doesn't jump on it by accident.
When you take a dump, do you wear a holster?
Yeah, some people. How about this, man? Speaking of some people.
Yeah, some people.
Halo Top is a pretty popular diet ice cream option, but apparently at least one person didn't gather that from the label. A man in Queens, New York named Josh Berger has brought a lawsuit against Halo Top, alleging that the brand name Halo Top is misleading because consumers often associate the word halo with the color yellow, consistent with the common dictionary definition, which refers to it as a disc or circle of light surrounding or above the head of a saint to represent their holiness. Now, consumers also know that yellow is the color associated with butter and cream. because of the milk produced by pasture-raised and forage-eating cows. And that is exactly, that's the quote from the lawsuit.
Shut up, dummy.
He says that because it's called Halo,
yeah,
you immediately think of cream because of the color yellow.
And the problem is?
Well, he apparently bought...
I don't like to think of cream.
Well, he bought the stuff back in 2017 to ignore the labels, which read low calorie and high protein. And he thought that he was getting regular ice cream.
He needs to shut the F up.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot. He's clearly a
moron. Have you tried that Halo stuff?
No.
It is good.
It's not like ice cream. To me, it's almost like really chilled, thicker pudding.
Yeah, almost like a sorbet, too. Yes. A cross between pudding and sorbet.
But calorically, it's really, really good, right?
Okay.
Like regular chocolate's down on the calorie count.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm looking at these pints, and yeah, it's got a number on it. Is that for the entire pint?
The entire pint.
Damn.
I highly recommend.
So, Preston, don't go expecting ice cream. Don't go breaking my heart.
No, it didn't matter.
But it is, it's a really good, I found it to be very tasty. Do you agree?
I highly recommend the salted caramel.
Okay.
It's delightful.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving along, an African woman and her children were kicked off a United Airlines flight after a fellow passenger complained that she had, quote, a pungent odor, according to a racial discrimination lawsuit. The incident involving the passenger happened 2 years ago when Queen Obioma, a Nigerian citizen, and her two children were boarding a flight from Houston to San Francisco. The family had flown from Lagos, Nigeria, and were on the second leg of a three-flight journey to Ontario, Canada. Obioma saw that another passenger had sat in her assigned seat in the business class cabin. The passenger refused to move, so a flight crew member instead asked Obioma to sit elsewhere in business class. Later, before takeoff, she went to use the bathroom, and on her way back to the seat, the same passenger was standing in the aisle and blocking her from getting to her seat. She said, "Excuse me," three times, but was ignored. After several minutes, she managed to squeeze her way to her seat. But just when she sat down, a crew member told Obioma to go outside the aircraft, where another employee told her that she would be removed from the flight. The lawsuit says the pilot had personally requested that she be removed because the male passenger, who was not identified, had complained that her smell was, quote, pungent, and he was not comfortable flying with her.
Sounds like a douchebag. Yeah, a complete douchebag. Listen, I understand. I've flown with people who are less than pleasant smelling. It's not wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the vomit bag's for.
She explained that she was taking her children to a school in Canada for the first time and that they had appointments that they could not miss. Despite her situation, crew members refused to let her back on the aircraft, and they removed the entire family from the flight.
That's a good PR move.
Yeah, United Airlines media office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but the mother and children waited for 5 hours before they could get another flight, and they missed their scheduled appointment.
Wow.
So she's got a lawsuit.
Mother and children stunk, and so we forcibly removed them from the plane.
Anyone can
understand that.
All right, and then finally, one last story. Police Chief Jim Getz says a police detective used a bad choice of words when he said legalizing marijuana could lead to some police dogs in Illinois being euthanized. Detective Chad Larner, the training director of the Canine Training Academy, said in a story last month that police dogs cannot be retrained and some may be put down when they were no longer able to work.
What I meant is that these dogs that have served us for a long time will be murdered once we no longer need the program.
The remarks touched off a firestorm on social and national media after the story appeared. But according to the chief, he said it was a bad...
I don't know what euthanize mean.
No, he said it was a bad choice of words.
I thought it meant... like petting.
And he said, and it's a statement that Larner wishes he didn't make. He said that there are so many uses for these dogs.
Got a little recalcitrant there.
They are multi-purpose dogs. We anticipate those dogs are going to work with us for a long, long time. So he misspoke in that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.